Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's a wonderful time in the world of sports as March Madness is getting kicked off, and here in just a couple of days in terms of the college basketball. You got college baseball going on. MLB's about to get started. You got the Masters right around the corner. But also, don't forget, there is spring football going on here in the SEC. And as we're starting to get in reports of what these teams are looking like, we've already seen one spring game with Missouri having held their contest, their gold and black game up there in Como. It is time to do the way too early spring edition of the SEC football power rankings here, a consensus that we have, a compilation, if you will, of the SEC Unfiltered staff. We've gotten everybody's rankings, we've compiled them together, and we've averaged out to see where these teams are going to fall, and we're going to share those with you today. Hello, everyone. I am Blaine Gilmer. Thank you so much for tuning in here to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. As I said, we cover not only SEC football, but SEC basketball, SEC baseball. So make sure you're tuned into the channel right here. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications because there is a ton of content coming your way throughout the rest of March, throughout the rest of the spring, into the summer, and of course, leading into the fall as we get into college football season. So guys, the way this is going to work is we're going to take the rankings of the different staff members of the college football staff members here on SEC Unfiltered. We're going to put them together and we're going to go in reverse order and show you what our power rankings are. And the way these are done is, as of today, based on the knowledge we have and the personnel that we know about for these teams and who's healthy and all of those factors, as of today, if teams were to play a game on a neutral field, how would we have them ranked? That is, who do we think would win on a neutral field? And that is how we went about these rankings individually and then collectively averaged them together and got our results here. So we will start in reverse order. Like I said, number 16 down there is Vandy. Just don't think that Vandy has enough talent yet under Clark Lea. They're doing their best in order to try to bring in as many guys as possible, but still along the lines of scrimmage, it's going to be tough. They do have some excitement, I think, bringing in Diego Pava at quarterback. And then, you know, you also have Nate Johnson, who's going to be there, those two guys competing. So you have at least some excitement at the quarterback play, maybe some guys with athleticism that can make some things happen. You know, when an opposing defense breaks through the line of scrimmage, they're able to, you know, extend plays and be able to find people down the field. But I still just don't think Vandy has enough talent and is not in a good enough position to be able to climb out of the cellar here in the SEC power rankings. And that's what everybody had them at 16. So we are going to go with Vanderbilt at number 16. Number 15 would be Jeff Lebby and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Listen, I think fans in Starkville, don't get too up in arms about this. There's just a lot of unknown right now. There's a lot that you have to change around. Even after the Mike Leach system was only a couple of years ago, there was a lot of interesting moves in terms of roster-wise and things like that that were done under that 1 year in Zach Arnett. Got to find an identity. We have to see what Blake Shapen is going to be there under Jeff Lebby at Mississippi State, and we've got to see how that system progresses. They've got to find a replace a ton defensively with Jet Johnson, with Nathaniel Watson gone. Those are two huge guys that you have to, in terms of production, that you have to replace on the defensive side of the ball, leaders on that team. So there's a lot of culture that has to be rebuilt, built up, and there's a lot that has to be learned in year one. And Jeff Lebby, first time head coach, so that is another factor to throw in there. South Carolina at 14. Listen, guys, that offensive line, yes, I know it's going to be better. It's still going to have some interesting dynamics there of, a lot of guys got experience, but they were kind of thrust into experience because of some injury deals there. They weren't able to get a lot of continuity there. You got to replace Spencer Rattler. Let's see what Lenore Sellers is going to provide there. Got to replace, you know, playmakers on the outside as well, with Xavier Leggett going to the NFL. You got Juice Wells, who is now at Ole Miss. So got to figure out who's going to step up and be the playmakers on the outside. So that is one element there on the offensive side. Defensive side, just got to continue to show progression there. Clayton White, this is a big year for him as defensive coordinator. Just not able to get enough stops in previous years. So we'll see if the personnel has changed there. They're doing pretty well recruiting, relatively speaking, not SEC rankings wise. You go look at their top 20 class, but they're still 11th in the SEC in terms of recruiting out of the high school ranks. They do a decent job out of the portal. So we'll see how South Carolina progresses this year. Right now at number 14 in our SEC power rankings here at SEC Unfiltered. Guys, we got Arkansas. The Razorbacks are at number 13. Everybody knows this is a make-or-break year for Sam Pittman in Fayetteville. Listen, I think he's making the right offseason moves in terms of bringing in Bobby Petrino. I think that's a really great, great development for this offense. We need to see what this offensive line is going to look like with some new pieces added to it, with Carmona and Blackstock at the tackles. And then, of course, you know, you've got to replace, hey, you got Rocket Sanders, who we just mentioned, South Carolina. He transferred to South Carolina. You know, more KJ Jefferson there. He's at UCF now. So got to see what Taylen Green can do. Got to see what Jaquindon Jackson can do coming in. Isaiah Augusta at running back. Rashad DeBinion. Can they get better at running the football this year? Because they're going to need to in order to help Taylen Green or Jacoby Criswell or whoever ends up being the quarterback. Looks like Taylen Green from everything that we're seeing in terms of his interactions with the team and how they're kind of treating him. It looks like Taylen Green's going to be that guy over there for Arkansas. And then, of course, on the defensive side of the ball, there's been struggles there at Arkansas as well at different times. So we have to see what happens on that side of the ball. But have Arkansas at number 13 in our power rankings. Number 12, Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. The reason they're at number 12, guys, is, listen, that's really a testament to having some belief in Billy Napier right now in terms of, okay, maybe the job that they've done of mitigating some of the losses that they've had through the portal and also building up this roster and developing. Because when you factor in schedule coming up this year, guys, it could be that, hey, Florida's way on down there because this schedule looks to be brutal. But when you're going straight power rankings and we're going on a neutral field, who would win these games? We're looking at, you know, quarterback position, quarterback play. Graham Mertz, he did a decent job last year. Got to see what happens on the offensive line for Florida. We've got to see, okay, how do you develop playmakers other than Eugene Wilson? We got, you know, Trevor Etienne is now gone from the program. He went to Georgia. You've got really one very experienced running back in Montrell Johnson. So who develops the depth there? Who's going to be those playmakers that surround Graham Mertz? Are they going to get better and more dynamic at the wide receiver position? We need to see that this spring. We need to see Austin Armstrong's defense. At different times, they looked, certain games they looked really good, certain games they got just totally their doors blown off, like they did in the second half of that Georgia game, like Kentucky did to them on the road at Kentucky. There was different times. Are we going to see some more consistency out of this Florida team? And they're going to have to be consistent week in and week out because they have maybe the most brutal schedule in all of college football. Really one of the most brutal schedules I remember seeing in a long time in college football. There's just not a week off, it doesn't seem like, for the Florida Gators. So Billy Napier and the Florida Gators at number 12. Number 11, you have the Kentucky Wildcats. You got Bush Hamden coming in from Boise State to be the replacement for Liam Coam at offensive coordinator. Brock Vandegrift looks to be the new QB, but he is new in multiple facets, guys, because not only is he the new quarterback for Kentucky, it's going to be his first time being QB1 for a team in college, as he was a backup for 3 years at Georgia, QB2 last year to Carson Beck at Georgia. He did play a lot in that Kentucky game versus Mark Stoops, so they've seen him in action in that second half of that game. He's a big physical quarterback who's also able to run the football. He can sling it. I mean, he's got great arm strength, but it's just going to be experience. But listen, he's got a ton of playmakers to throw the ball to, whether it's Jamar Macklin, who comes in from North Texas, that I think is going to be a underrated superstar. I mean, I think this guy is going to really catch some people's attention early on in the season. Of course, you know that Dane Key and, you know, Barry and Brown are there. So now he has Chip Trainum, who is a running back who's come in from Ohio State. He'll look to replace Ray Davis. Again, offensive line has struggled at times. They ran the ball decently with Ray Davis. Ray Davis was great, and he got a lot of yards after contact, did different things. But then there was key times, games against big opponents like the Georgias out there, like the Alabamas, where they just couldn't really get it going and sustain enough offense in order to kind of support the defensive end. And they weren't as elite defensively last year as they have been in years before. So I know they're going to be looking to get back in that top 20 of scoring defense, different things like that with Brad White there. A lot of continuity on the defensive side of the ball in terms of the staff. And they're getting some playmakers in there. Jamon Dumas Johnson transferring over from Georgia. Some leadership there. A guy who's played in the SEC for a long time. They've got a lot of guys who've been around for a long time, whether it's J.J. Weaver, whether it's Octavius Oxendine, Deion Walker, who now is a veteran and has been there for a little while. So Mark Stoops knows what the blueprint is there for Kentucky. He knows how to have success there, and they're looking to get back to their winning ways in 2024. However, it's just tough right now when you talk about it. If we were playing these games right now, I think the experience factor at quarterback and some of the growing pains are going to have to come there. It'll be interesting to see where Kentucky ends up on this list, maybe mid-season as they get some experience under their belt, and can they navigate the beginning part of that schedule successfully. So we'll see what happens here with Kentucky, but we're moving on to the top 10, and Auburn comes in at number 10. Hugh Freeze's team, listen, if we knew that how these young receivers, how quickly they were going to come on, and if Peyton Thorne and the passing game is going to show the development that Auburn is hoping it will show with Hugh Freeze as the play caller and marrying up better some of the passing concepts to the running game in that RPO style system that he likes to employ. He lamented last year that Philip Montgomery maybe wasn't marrying things up the way that he exactly wanted to. And several times in press conference, he says, hey, we've got to call the correct passing concepts that go with the correct running concepts in our RPO game. He goes, sometimes I think that's a confusion for Thorne and for who was then there, Robbie Ashford, now at South Carolina, to help out over there with Lenore Sellers. But when Peyton Thorne is there now for Auburn, and of course you got Hank Brown that's going to be competing, but Peyton Thorne being the guy, I think trying to make things as streamlined as possible where you're not having to think, you're just kind of reacting, seeing what's going on, not thinking too much, you still using some of his athleticism. They have tremendous running backs with Jarquez Hunter. They've got Damari Austin, who hopefully he can be healthy this year for them, and on. I mean, Cobb, Batty, I mean, they've got different guys there at the running back position, and it's just going to be can Cam Coleman, can maybe Perry Thompson, even though he's not going to be an early enrollee here and be with him in the spring, he's going to join him in August. Can he be a factor to help them out? Jay Fair, can he take the next step? Rivaldo Fairweather, looking for a lot of these guys in year two of the system to take a big step here under Hugh Freeze as the play caller. And we've got Auburn at number 10 right now, just because some of that uncertainty. They've got some really good players coming back on defense with Keontae Scott, with Eugene Asante.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Need to see what that front is going to look like, how they're going to produce. But I think you're going to see Auburn give a lot of teams, as they did last year with Georgia and Alabama. I think they're going to see them give a lot of teams a lot of trouble. And I would, if there's one team that personally I could see really climbing up this list before season is said and done, I think Auburn is a team that we may have undervalued here at number 10 as a staff. Number 9, Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is a team that everybody's just looking to see, okay, how does that offensive line pan out? They don't have as much depth as they would like there. Caden Green transferred out to Missouri and left kind of a big hole there in that offensive line. Have to get some run production. Okay, have to be able to protect Jackson Arnold, and that's all going to be incumbent upon how they develop things at the offensive line, right? How are they able to really get things going in terms of offensive line play and then being able to distribute to who I think they have really talented wide receivers that they can end up targeting out there. You got Andrew Anthony, who is coming back from injury. You got Nick Anderson. You got Deion Burks that's transferring over from Purdue that's a dynamic playmaker. I think in terms of on the defensive side of the ball with Danny Stutzman coming back, I mean, he's a true leader there in the middle of that defense. And remember, guys, this is a team that beat the Texas Longhorns last year in the Cotton Bowl in the Red River Shootout. So This is a team that when it plays at its peak performance, okay, it can be there. And Brent Venables knows how to coach winning football. I think it's just about gaining that consistency. And when you come into the SEC, it's a grind. It's week in, week out, a grind. So Oklahoma, I think the talent there on the perimeter and at the skill positions is there. I think you have to develop along both of the lines of scrimmage in order to climb up these power rankings a little bit, but I really like Jackson Arnold. I think he's got a chance to have a big year. I think our staff is kind of right there in the middle here on the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, before we crack into the top half of this list, we do want to share with you, hey, you can go over to mybookie.ag with March Madness going on, all of these games. We want to share with you our partners at mybookie.ag who are going to provide you a special promo code for a welcome deposit bonus up to $1,000, guys. MyBookie.ag, whether it's the lines, whether it's the spreads, whether it's player prop bets, anything that you want, they have it. So you need to check it out, especially with all of this March Madness hoop stuff going on. You can get into their bracket challenge, possibly win a prize up to $25,000. Also, all your latest odds, news, trends, predictions, everything like that. You can get your information over there at mybookie.ag. They're going to educate you before you make these picks as well, with all those resources there for you. You can do it anytime, any place, anywhere, as it is a mobile friendly website over there. Mybookie.ag. Check it out today. Use the promo code SECU to get your welcome deposit bonus today. All right, let's get into the top half here. We've got the Texas A&M Aggies checking in at number 8. Year one of Mike Elko. Hope abounds eternal, right? I mean, it just hope springs eternal over there in College Station. People are excited that someone not named Jimbo Fisher is leading this football team. And Mike Elko is known as a culture guy, a program builder. What he did at Duke was phenomenal. Riley Leonard was his quarterback, of course. He's going to face Riley Leonard week one with Notre Dame coming into College Station. So that's going to be a unique dynamic right off the bat. But when you see what they have there, of course, the talent, even with the exodus of talent that they had with the transfer portal and things like that, the talent is still there. I think they have to have a guy really emerge as a playmaker in that backfield to help out Connor Wegman. I think Le'Veon Moss can be that guy, but I think Reuben Owens is a guy who can be tremendously dynamic and is a guy who I think they're going to have to find ways to get him the football. But listen, I think with a more modernized offense, okay, the shackles of Jimbo Fisher's play calling, even with Bobby Petrino there, he kept too much of his fingerprints on things and didn't really let Bobby P be Bobby P. So with the wide receivers, I think we can see a big jump out of Jadae Walker, out of Noah Thomas, out of Moose Muhammad. We can see Donovan Green come back from injury and have success at tight end. I think you can be dynamic on offense with Connor Wegman at quarterback if you are Texas A&M. And then we know Mike Elko knows how to – we know he knows how to coach defense. I mean, you got to replace Edrian Cooper in the middle, but you got Taron York, a freshman who was great last year, going to be a sophomore. So we'll see there. Got some questions back there in the secondary. Got to get that figured out. But I think they're still going to be stout up front. I think they're still going to have, when you talk about DJ Hicks, when you talk about Shamar Stewart, there's lots of guys up there who are highly touted coming out of high school. And now Mike Elko and his staff get a chance to get in there, develop these guys, and really work on that culture there in Texas A&M, which I think that was the biggest problem. So number eight, you have Texas A&M Aggies in the SEC spring power rankings here. Number seven, you have LSU. LSU was terrible on defense. We know that. You bring Blake Baker in, you bring Bo Davis over from Texas, bring him back home where he's going to be a defensive line coach. I think those two moves alone are absolutely huge for you, the prospects of your defense in 2024. You can't be any worse. They're going to get better. Obviously, you're having to replace a Heisman Trophy winner in Jaden Daniels, but when it comes down to it, Garrett Nussmeier, he's an experienced guy. He knows what Brian Kelly and Joe Sloan are wanting to do. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change in that system with Joe Sloan taking over for Mike Denbrock. I think it'd be a lot of continuation of the same terminology to help out, but there's going to be Joe Sloan and Cortez Hankton will want to put their own spin on things a little bit, but I think it's going to be just clicking right along for that offense once again as they just continue to be a offense that's going to be a wide open attack. Kyron Lacy, I think, is still going to be fantastic on the outside. I think Mason Taylor can have a big year for them. Got to find some depth at running back. They may have to add a piece this spring in the portal, the portal window when that opens up. But when it comes down to it, I think Brian Kelly and company have worked themselves into a way that, going into year three, the SEC championship appearance year one, Heisman Trophy, Heisman Trophy winner and a tremendous offense year two, just had a total collapse on defense. Otherwise, I think you could have seen an LSU team been a playoff team a year ago. That's just how good they were on offense. Number six, we see the Tennessee Volunteers, Josh Heupel and company, have a lot of excitement in Knoxville with Nico Iamaleava going to be the quarterback there, taking over for Joe Milton. Joe Milton simply wasn't up to the par that you need quarterbacks to play in this Josh Heupel system. I mean, it is a quarterback-driven system. How the quarterback goes is how this offense is going to go. I know it's predicated on the run. I know that they're going to spread you out and tempo you in order to get you out of position so they can bust some of those gap scheme runs. They can bust some of the zone reads and things like that in terms of the running game. That's where the strength of it is. But they've got weapons on the outside. They got Chris Brazel. I know that they've got Brew McCoy. I know they got Squirrel White. I know they have Dante Thornton. So they've got a lot of guys that they can still target, throw the ball to. You got Caleb Webb. You got Nimrod. I mean, so many different guys there that Nico is going to be able to target. And he showed us what he can do in that Iowa game. I think he's impressive as a good Iowa defense. I still think the biggest problem for this team is going to be, okay, can Tim Banks marry up some success in the back end of that defense, okay, with all of the turnover that they had in the secondary to match the pass rush that you're going to have up front with James Pierce, with experienced guys up front. I mean, I know they have Keenan Pilley coming back at inside linebacker. That's a big deal. That's going to help out there. But that secondary just worries me. I know they've got Jermaine McCoy. I know they've got different guys coming in via the transfer portal at two corners, a safety. But I think we need to see it on the field. How's that all going to mesh together for Tennessee before we move them up any further in the list? I think the offense is going to be phenomenal. I think I've still got questions on the defensive side of the football. And remember, this is if they were to play today, because we need to see that defense gel a little bit. And I think they're going to need a little bit of time to grow, get through fall camp, get through the first few games, all that. When you get to that Oklahoma game on the road, that's really going to be a test right there. Also, you got to play Grayson McCall early on with NC State. And we'll see how all that goes there when it's Nico's first, you know, real big game as QB1, not in a bowl game setting. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how the defense responds against some talented quarterbacks early on in the season for the Tennessee Volunteers. Now we get into the nitty-gritty, guys. Who's going to be in the top five, and who, what order are they going to be in? Number five, Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Listen, they got a big boost with Caden Proctor saying that he's going to stay, and he's going to be penciled in, you would figure, at that left tackle position. He struggled early on last year, but by the end of the season, he really looked like that All-American caliber guy that he was touted coming out of high school. Really, really talented young player is Caden Proctor. So he's going to not go to Iowa and end up staying at Alabama. We'll have Cole Thompson. We'll have a video on that later today on the channel, I believe. So stay tuned for that. And you can check it out in the archives if you're watching afterwards, not on the day we recorded this and released it. But when it comes down to it, the biggest question is, how does Jalen Milroe develop and how does Kalen DeBoer fit his system to Jalen Milroe? Now, he's going to say all the right things as a coach, because that's what a smart coach does. He develops his offense to the strengths of his players. However, a lot of playmakers gone on the outside. They've got to learn a new system in terms of, you know, Kendrick Law, in terms of a lot of these receivers and playmakers, weapons. You got new running back stepping up with Justice Haynes and Jam Miller. Jam Miller got a lot more experience even than Justice Haynes did during the season last year. But Justice Haynes, I think, is more talented than Jam Miller and a more complete back. So we'll see how all of these factors play in on offense. Defensive-wise, you got Dante Lawson coming back over there. In terms of up front, a lot of experience up front as well along the defensive line. There's two areas that I think Alabama's hurting in is, okay, experience on the edge in terms of where does the pass rush come from, and then also on the back end. They literally replaced their entire secondary except Malachi Moore, so we'll see how things turn out on the back end over there. But I just think some of these questions and some of the experience and some of the time together in this system has to play out. Now, could Alabama still be a, you know, 10-11 win football team? You know, heck, go undefeated. Absolutely they could. They have the talent to be able to do it. But they don't have the greatest of all time on the sideline anymore. And I think when you don't have Nick Saban over there, that was a built-in mind game, just advantage over opponents that I think is going to be gone. And we're going to see how Alabama responds to that going forward and how teams respond to Alabama not having Nick Saban going forward. Does that lift some of that mental block and some of that hurdle right off the bat that you have faced when you're looking at that crimson and white when you get off of the bus and you walk there into the stadium and see what's going on there? So number five is Alabama. Number four, I'm going with Mizzou. And it's not just me. It was across the board. They finished higher, except for I think one or two of our polls here. It was very close, but Mizzou ends up at number four. Listen, I think it's continuity. I think it's experience. I think it's momentum. I think it's playmakers on the outside that are proven. I think it's, you know, key pieces being added to the offensive line and Caden Green over there who replaces Javon Foster. We'll see who ends up being the guard to replace Xavier Delgado, but they just wrapped up their spring practice. And I think it's quite clear that Missouri has a ton of playmakers. I think Missouri, you know, with Blake Baker moving on defense, they got to answer some questions there. But guys, when you go out and get a Toriano Pride from Clemson, and you get a Drayden Norwood, who was the third corner last year, who's going to step up right away, that as we've seen, and be able to replace Ennis Rakestraw, replace Chris Abrams Drain, I think you've got a lot to be excited about if you're a Mizzou Tigers fan. And I think they are a team that potentially could even go even higher on this list before all is said and done. Missouri, if they can answer some questions about some depth here and there, especially along the lines of scrimmage, and then find, you know, you never want to think about a backup quarterback, but they did bring in Drew Pine. I don't think they have the answer on the roster right now, but once Drew Pine gets there, we'll see how things turn out there in terms of having a backup, an experienced backup, and that's why they went out and got him. So it's going to be interesting to see Missouri going forward, but I think Eli Drinkwitz, the reigning SEC Coach of the Year, what he was able to do last year, what they can do going forward, very excited for Mizzou. Now it gets good. Who's number three? There's three teams left, three favorites that everybody's really been talking about all offseason, heading out the portal additions, all that kind of stuff. So at number three, it is Ole Miss, and we're going to go with Lane Kiffin's squad here at number three. Listen, you got so much coming back with Jackson Dart, with Ulysses Bentley, with Trey Harris on the outside, with Caden Prescorn at tight end. There's so many additions. They add Juice Wells on the outside as well. I mean, just so many weapons that you have and experience. They added some pieces up front. They've got a lot of experience up front. Added so much on that defense. Literally, Walter Nolan alone is a huge piece, but when you go in and add people on every level of your defense, whether it's Chris Paul at linebacker, okay, whether it's Lewis that they added, Lewis Moore that they added as the safety from Indiana. So all of these guys that they've added in on the transfer portal hall, Lane is the portal king. Can he mesh them all together? I think that's one of the only reasons maybe they didn't end up at number two on this list, is you got to see all the pieces come together and work together. But Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, you're not going to find a more talented team, I don't think. Now, is some of the depth there? It's not about your as our friend Dave Shoemate says, it's not about your top 22, meaning you're starting 11 on each side. It's about your top 44, okay? What are the two deeps on each side look like? How much talent can you cultivate? How much depth? How fresh can you be come the end of the season? You got to have some luck in terms of injury stuff and things like that. Every team does when you're going to be successful in the SEC, but Ole Miss has everything that they need to be a true contender in the SEC in 2024. The Texas Longhorns, they're at number two coming into the SEC, coming off a college football playoff appearance. Quinn Ewers coming back. He's got to mesh with some new receivers. That's one question that you have. You also have questions along the defensive line with Tavondre Sweat going on, with Murphy going on. So who steps up in the interior defensive line? How does Quinn Ewers mesh with those wide receivers on the outside? Then you guys, Bond, Bolden, Golden, all those guys that transferred in, then that's your big question here. Of course, Amari Nyblack comes in. Just a lot of newness over there. Not a bad problem to have ever when you got talented players flooding into your program, but it's just what Steve Sarkisian and that staff have to do in terms of meshing all these people together and being able to make sure that they can perform well. Now, listen, some big high-profile games. Got that Georgia game at home, so we'll see what happens there. Just so many great matchups that we're going to see now with Texas in the SEC. Excited for it. I think they're built like an SEC team already. We saw what they went into Tuscaloosa and did last year to Alabama on their way to that college football playoff appearance. Just kind of ran into a buzzsaw in Washington in the semifinal game, but excited to see Texas, who comes in as number two, has all the talent in the world. Just got to kind of bring in some newness there on defense up front. Bo Davis now gone from the defensive line, and you're replacing some really talented players at the defensive line, like we said. And then how does the offense mesh in terms of new playmakers? Other than that, I think Texas is as about a surefire thing as you can find in the 2024 season, probably a playoff a playoff berth at minimum for Texas in the 12 team. And at number one, we have the Georgia Bulldogs. Quite simply, guys, Kirby Smart has built a monster in Athens. Back-to-back national championships in 2021, 2022. First loss in 29 games coming to Alabama in 30 games. They had a 29-game win streak coming to Alabama, a three-point loss that took them from number one in the college football rankings to number six. The first time ever a number one team has dropped out of the top four in the final rankings. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Safe to say Kirby Smart and company are going to have a chip on their shoulder. They are replacing two key playmakers with Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey, but they have so many weapons. Two guys that were number one receivers at SEC teams before they transferred to Georgia and now have a year in the Georgia system under their belt, under Mike Bobo in Dominic Lovett and Ra-Ra Thomas. Oscar Delp steps up at tight end. You have so much going on in terms of Carson Beck coming back, a Heisman Trophy contender, a guy who can be number one overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft. There's a ton of hype around him, and there's just so much continuity on that staff, guys, that Kirby Smart has built a monster. Like I said, it's just going year after year, just chugging right down the tracks there for Georgia. And I think Georgia is the most talented team. Like I said, I think they have maybe the best coaching staff, definitely the top head coach in college football now with Nick Saban gone. And we've got to see what this Georgia team can do in some big road environments, of course, with Texas, with Alabama, with Ole Miss, some big games that they have this year. But Georgia is at number one in our SEC power rankings in 2024. Guys, that'll do it for us today on these spring SEC power rankings here for SEC Unfiltered. Again, a compilation, compiled effort here by our whole staff to bring this together and bring you the power rankings. We'll be updating these, of course, in the summer and then each week in the fall. So like, subscribe, turn on notifications. We got a lot of content coming your way with basketball and baseball. We'll continue to pump out football content as well for everyone at SEC Unfiltered. I am Blaine Gilmer. You can follow me using at BGilmer18 on X. You can follow the channel using at SEC Unfiltered, not only here, but on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, everywhere you like to, on X, everywhere that you use social media, SEC Unfiltered, and also go to the website, secunfiltered.com. Remember to check out mybookie.ag. Use the promo code SECU to get your mobile deposit or your welcome deposit bonus. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time to talk more SEC right here on SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.